This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Quad is poised to remain a long-term partnership and ready to collaborate with Indo-Pacific nations for mutual growth. India to host Quad Summit in 2025. New Delhi signs agreements on clean and fair economy under Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity. US returns nearly 300 artifacts smuggled out of India. In Sri Lanka, NPP leader Anura Kumara Dissanayake maintains early lead in presidential elections. World Rhino Day being observed today. And in cricket, India beat Bangladesh by 280 runs in opening test in Chennai. Take 1-0 lead in two-match series. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has affirmed that the Quad grouping is poised to remain a long-term partnership ready to collaborate with Indo-Pacific nations for mutual growth and stability. This was stated by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri during a media briefing today while sharing key takeaways from Prime Minister Modi's ongoing three-day visit to the United States. Mr. Modi took part in the Quad Leaders Summit and held a series of bilateral meetings with the leaders of the Quad member countries in Delaware last night. Quad brings together four countries, India, Australia, Japan, and the US. The Foreign Secretary also announced that India will host the Quad Summit in 2025.
Prime Minister also mentioned that at a time when the world is ridden with tensions and conflicts, the coming together of these four Quad partners with shared democratic values is important for humanity. He said the Quad was here to stay, to assist, to partner, and to complement the efforts of the Indo-Pacific countries.
Mr. Misri said, Quad Leaders Summit and bilateral meetings offered Prime Minister Modi a platform to articulate India's vision for global growth, peace and security. Mr. Misri said, Prime Minister Modi expressed gratitude to the US President Joe Biden for hosting the Quad Leaders Summit and for his leadership in strengthening the group, highlighting the importance of the alliance in fostering global cooperation. Earlier, speaking at the summit, Prime Minister Modi asserted that Quad grouping is committed to a free, open, inclusive and a prosperous Indo-Pacific.
हम किसी के खिलाफ नहीं हैं हम सभी एक रूल्स बेस्ड इंटरनेशनल ऑर्डर संप्रभुता और क्षेत्रीय अखंडता के सम्मान और सभी मसलों के शांतिपूर्ण ढंग से हल निकालने के समर्थन करते हैं.
The Prime Minister said, together, Quad countries have taken many positive and inclusive initiatives in several areas.
हमने मिलकर हेल्थ सिक्योरिटी क्रिटिकल एंड इमर्जिंग टेक्नोलॉजी क्लाइमेट चेंज कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग जैसे क्षेत्रों में कई सकारात्मक और समावेशी इनिशिएटिव लिए हैं हमारा मैसेज साफ है क्वाड इज हियर टू स्टे टू असिस्ट टू पार्टनर एंड टू कॉम्प्लीमेंट.
On the sidelines of the Quad Summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with US President at Mr. Biden's residence in Delaware last night. During the meeting, the two leaders identified new pathways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the talks were extremely fruitful. President Biden in a social media post said the United States partnership with India is stronger, closer and more dynamic than any time in history. Talking to reporters, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri also shared other details about Mr. Modi's discussions with Mr. Biden, including the United States' decision to return 297 stolen Indian artifacts.
The United States, I would point to a very special feature of that bilateral meeting, which was the return of nearly 300 antiquities to India. So here we were talking not just about Vikas, but also about Virasat.
Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, thanked the US government and President Joe Biden for ensuring the return of these artifacts to India. Some of the antiquities were showcased to the two leaders on the sidelines of their bilateral meeting in a symbolic handing over. The antiquities date back to around 4,000 years, with majority of them being mainly terracotta from eastern India. Total antiquities recovered from the U.S. since 2016 now stands at 578, highest by any country. Mr. Modi also held talks with his Japan and Australian counterpart. With Japan Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, Mr. Modi reviewed the India-Japan relationship and talked about ways to expand the bilateral relations. Mr. Modi and the Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, during their meeting, reaffirmed their commitment to further deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership for mutual benefit. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi also announced that India will contribute 40 million vaccine doses for Indo-Pacific countries under Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance and Quad initiatives. Tonight, Prime Minister Modi will address a gathering of the Indian community in New York. He is also scheduled to meet with top executives of leading US-based companies to explore greater collaboration in emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and semiconductors. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. India has signed the first of its kind agreements focused on a clean economy, fair economy, and the overarching Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, IPEF. These agreements were exchanged under the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity yesterday in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Delaware in U.S. The agreement on clean economy intends to promote technical cooperation, workforce development, capacity building, and research collaborations. It will facilitate investments and project financing, including concessional financing, as well as joint collaborative projects, with a particular emphasis on supporting micro, small, and medium enterprises. The Fair Economy Agreement seeks to create a more transparent and predictable trade and investment environment across the Indo-Pacific. Meanwhile, the overarching IPEF agreement aims to establish a high-level political oversight framework at the ministerial level for the various individual IPEF agreements, providing general guidance and goals while aligning with the leader's vision and mandate for the IPEF. The Border Security Force, BSF, successfully foiled an infiltration attempt by a terrorist along the international border at Arispura area in Jammu last night, recovering a large cache of arms and ammunition. A BSF spokesperson said the BSF troops quickly responded, firing a few rounds from a light machine gun after observing the movement of armed terrorists, preventing the infiltration attempt. The intruder, however, managed to escape. In Bihar, flood situation remains grim in 12 districts due to rise of water level of Ganga and other rivers. Patna, Begusarai, Saran, and Munger are worst affected due to unprecedented rise of water level of Ganga and its tributaries. Over 10 lakh population is affected in these areas. The Eastern Railway has stopped rail operations on Jamalpur-Bhagalpur rail section under Malda division as the girders of the rail bridge are inundated in flood water. Several low-lying areas in Patna, Begusarai and Vaishali are submerged due to flood. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 6 persons were killed and several others sustained severe burn injuries in a major fire which broke out at a bed mattress manufacturing factory in Rania industrial area of Kanpur Dehat district yesterday. Police said the fire broke out due to a short circuit in electric wires. Half a dozen fire tenders were pressed into service to control the fire. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has taken suo motu cognizance of the reported deaths of a chartered accountant girl from Kerala in Pune due to alleged excessive workload in a private company. The commission expressed serious concern over the incident and urged the businesses for reviewing their work culture, employment policies and regulations to ensure alignment with global human rights standards. The commission issued a notice to the Ministry of Labour and Employment to submit a report within 4 weeks. In Haryana, the single-phase assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month. We bring you the profile of Elanabad Assembly constituency of Sirsa district. We have a report.
The Elanabad Assembly constituency is the 46th constituency amongst the 90 constituencies in the Haryana Legislative Assembly. The constituency is a journal seat and is a part of Sirsa Lok Sabha. Indian National Lok Dal leader Abhay Singh Chautala has been the incumbent member of the Haryana Legislative Assembly from Elanabad since 2010. The constituency, with a mix of urban and rural areas, focuses on issues such as agriculture development, infrastructure and social welfare. There are 1,95,547 voters in the Elanabad constituency. Out of this, 1,03,589 are male and 91,955 are female voters and 3 are third gender voters. About 192 polling stations have been set up for Elanabad constituency. About 13 candidates are in fray this time. Bharatiya Janata Party's Amit Chand Talwara, Congress Party's Bharat Singh Beniwal, Indian National Lok Dal's Abhay Singh Chautala, Aam Aadmi Party's Manish Arora, Jan Nayak Janata Party's Anjani Lada are in fray in the Elanabad Legislative Assembly constituency of Haryana. Akansha Saxena, Akashwani News, Chandigarh.
In Sri Lanka, counting of votes is underway for presidential elections amid tight security. In early trends, National People's Power NPP leader Anura Kumara Dissanayake has taken a huge lead over other candidates in the postal ballots. As per the Election Commission, the leftist leader secured over 50% postal votes in 22 electoral districts.
Counting of votes is being held at all electoral districts in the island nation. As trends started to come in earlier this morning, NPP leader Anura Kumara Dissanayake had taken a lead over other candidates, but opposition leader caught up as the counting progressed. As for the results shared by the Election Commission, the leftist leader is ahead with 39% votes, while Sajit Premadasa trails at 34% and incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe returning a distant third with 17% votes. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has confirmed that the second round of counting will be held, in which all candidates except the top two are eliminated and second and third preference votes from the other candidates will be considered. The candidate who will secure the highest votes after this round will be declared the winner. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
World Rhino Day is being observed today. Climate change and disturbances in the natural ecosystem have led to a decrease in the number of rhinos. The day highlights the need to make collective efforts to ensure the survival of these majestic creatures for future generations. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's commitment to protecting rhinos. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said, "It is a matter of immense pride that India is home to a large number of one-horned rhinos." On to sports now. In cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 280 runs in the opening test in Chennai today, taking a 1-0 lead in the two-match series. Chasing a mammoth target of 515 runs, Bangladesh were bundled out for 234 runs in their second innings on day four. For hosts, Ravichandran Ashwin claimed a 6-wicket haul, powering India to a comprehensive victory. On day three yesterday, India had set the mammoth victory target of 515 runs against the visitors after declaring their second innings on 287 for 4 on day three, with the help of Shubman Gill and Rishabh Pant's centuries, putting the hosts firmly in control of the opening test between the neighbouring countries. The hosts were already in the ascendancy since bundling out Bangladesh for 149 in their first innings after posting 376 runs and claiming a lead of 227. In the ongoing Chess Olympiad 2024 at Budapest in Hungary, the Indian teams competing in the open and women's section are on the verge of creating history by winning two gold medals for the country in the competition. India need only a draw to confirm the gold medal when they take on Slovenia in the final round of the competition today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Quad is poised to remain a long-term partnership and ready to collaborate with Indo-Pacific nations for mutual growth. India to host Quad Summit in 2025. New Delhi signs agreements on clean and fair economy under Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity. U.S. returns nearly 300 artifacts smuggled out of India. In Sri Lanka, NPP leader Anura Kumara Dissanayake maintains early lead in presidential elections. World Rhino Day being observed today. And in cricket, India beat Bangladesh by 280 runs in opening test in Chennai. Take 1-0 lead in two-match series. And with that, we end the midday news.